And we all have, I call it a soul purpose. We all have a reason for being here. And we may have, we may be going along in our lives, which probably was you as well. You go along in your life and things are just moving along. And then all of a sudden, something happens, like an accident, an illness, a loss, so a sudden change, and everything's different. And you have to pivot. And it's in that pivoting that you begin to discover that's your resilience. That's when you discover that part of yourself that may have been kind of hidden, hiding in the background or just not really in the forefront. And now it has to, now you have to be that person that you really are.
Hi, y'all. It's Bridget Ketchaw with Real Things Living. Today, my guest is Dr. Gail Myers. She is a wellness and resilience expert. Can you say hi, Gail?
Hi, thank you so much, Bridget, for having me today.
I think this is awesome to have you on the podcast, mostly because you're a doctor and you really understand the integrative health aspect and how we all have to. Our habits that we have in life affect our health. And you also have an amazing, background. Can you tell me, I guess, what really prompted you to get into mastering like self-healing?
I began my journey studying botany in college and wetland ecology. And I started to, and I got a master's in it, but I'd always known I was going to be a doctor since the age of seven. And but I studied botany with such a passion and understanding how ecosystems work and how everything is interconnected. And so I knew when it came time to make a decision if I was going to go on for a PhD in botany or an MD. I decided to go for the MD, which I knew I was supposed to do all along. It was my soul's journey. And I went into it knowing that I'd made that decision because I felt that I could help the planet more by helping humans to take care of themselves. So that's what really inspired me. And I went to medical school and I did a residency in internal medicine because that was really the biggest foundation I could find with integrating all the different systems of the body. But I also, because of my botany background, I also knew that there was more to healing than drugs, and they're useful. And I worked in that field and studied it really for a lifetime, but I began to integrate it early on in my career as I noticed that the patients that would come to see me that were in their 60s, 70s, and 80s were all very active and they weren't on any or very few medications. So it was their lifestyle, health habits that really prompted me to continue to study all the different areas of integrative medicine in terms of just nutrition, metabolism, exercise, and how the body mind connection really makes a difference in terms of our healing.
Wow, that is, I'm just all this as you're talking, I'm like, yes, is going in my brain because we're on the same page. I'm not a doctor, but I totally understand. I think we're totally connected to like you said, to nature. And I think we are. I mean, we really are. And you're a great example of following your passion and your what was in your soul to help everybody. And you're right, that's amazing. The people that are in their longevity to me is important for quality as well. That correct? Is that the right word? And I think that's important. And on my mom's side of the family, they all live a long time because they're very active, right? Is that the right word? And those that are on drugs all the time, I mean, you need it sometimes, right? You do need it. You have to help initial healing, but don't you shouldn't depend on it. I'm not a doctor, but I've learned too from working with integrative doctors like you to help with my healing to understand. And I think that's what helped so many people, not just me, what you're eating and you're moving and your habits, right?
And sleep. Sleep is a
Yes.
superpower because that's
Yes.
when the nervous system gets repaired, the immune system gets to work, and it's so important. So there the and the hydration, that's the other piece of it. Because what's amazing to me, and still to this day, I am just fascinated by the human body and how it is designed to be healthy. We're designed to be in balance.
Yes.
And that's something that, you know, it's the body will do everything it can to find balance until it can't. You know, if there's just it goes too far in one direction, then that out of balance condition starts to manifest. But as soon as you start to do things that really support your immunity, your nervous system, your it moving musculoskeletal system, your digestion, and of course your mind, body, spirit, all those things really work together for quality of life, longevity, and healing.
It's right. I went, I just totally get what you're saying, and I hope the listeners do too. It is so healing. I had my personal experience with cancer several times, but that's why I got into this. It helped with the healing. And I knew I wasn't going to take, so I'm not taking drugs, sorry. And so I wanted to find the cause and not just cover up a symptom. That's kind of what I think more people should look at. And, but I was a puzzle. Everybody's bodies are different, as you understand that too. And that's why you need to look at different perspectives and get some different opinions if you do have a health issue. That's what my experience was. And you had, my understanding, you had a really bad head-on collision. You almost died in a car accident. Can you share a little bit about that and what your takeaway is?
Yes, absolutely. The doctor became the patient. That's part of the adventure. And I had been meditating since before I went to medical school. And so when I was driving on the highway in 2011, it was very icy. We had had a major snowstorm, and I saw this red pickup truck. It turned out to be a man and a red pickup truck going way too fast on the highway in those conditions. And he was going in and out of lane. He was late trying to get to a hockey practice. So as his car approached my car, his front left tire caught, and the truck was sucked into the median, and he catapulted across. And I knew I was going to be hit. And at that point, I became extremely grounded. It's a spiritual wisdom meditation tool that I teach. That's a visualization tool that really helps you to anchor, stay present, and calm, get calmer. So I had this experience going, I knew I was going to be hit. There was no way out. So the first thing I did was I went through my medical thinking, which was, I don't want to slam on the brakes in case there's someone behind me, which there was. And I don't want to have a rollover accident because I knew what it did to the body and the nervous system. And the third thing was, I didn't want to be T-boned because we wouldn't be having this conversation. So I took my chances. So as I'm driving along, I'm very present and I'm watching everything. And suddenly I have this shift where my physical body and my consciousness, my field of energy became one field of golden crystalline light. And I was pure consciousness and I was at peace. But I'm driving along, realizing, wow, this is really different. The impact happened, and the impact was around 105 miles an hour. We went off the highway, and I realized I survived. I'm here. Oh, and I can move my hands and my feet, which was and part of my integrative medicine practice that I've just retired from was osteopathic treatment in the cranial field, something I was trained after I went through all my internal medicine training. So I could move my hands and my feet, but my chest really hurt. All the impact came into my chest and my body. I had total body whiplash. So three things happened at the time that I realized I had survived. The first thing I did was I committed soul to body. That body, unless you die on me, I'm in this completely to heal. And I'm with you to heal. And then the second thing that happened was I forgave him because I didn't know if I was going to survive because all that impact came into my chest. Third thing that happened was I realized that the person I had been the second before the accident and the person I was in that moment were two different people, and I could never go back. If I tried to go back to that person I was right before the accident, I would just suffer. So everything was new. It was a new beginning. Everything, what I was totally unknown. And so, interestingly enough, when I learned these specific tools, the meditation tools that I teach, I remember thinking, wow, this would have been really nice if I had these meditation tools when I worked in the emergency room before I went into private practice. Well, watch what you ask for, because sure enough, they took me to that emergency room 20 years later as a patient. So they checked me out, and at that point, the pain level started to just, I mean, it was in nothing that I had ever experienced. I was totally on fire. And of course, I was in shock, but I was also staying very present to this experience. And I was released 3 hours later, amazingly, with a knee brace and told to go home. And then for the next week, I called it the obsidian tunnel. I went to bed and we put ice packs on me and I began my healing. The healing took 5 years. And what I learned during that time was how to really be in the healing process, because I use meditation as my foundation to calm the nervous system, to calm the body, to stay really connected and present. There would be times when I would put my hands on my heart and I would say to my body, "I love you, body. What do you need right now?" And I would listen, because as a doctor, I'd been taught to override my body, right? It doesn't matter if you're tired, it doesn't matter if you're hungry, you have to keep going. And that really serves a purpose in the hospital or in an emergency room in a time where you have to really focus and be present. But as a way of life and a way for healing, it was not. So I took it step by step, day by day. And by the end of 2 years, I was still in the healing process. I finally got to the point where I said, you know what? This is going to take as long as it takes. And it did. It took 5 years to really fully come out and be healed and healthy. I had three discs in my neck and three discs in my low back and a nerve shear. It was a lot of ligament damage. And so that healing was very slow and very methodical. And in the process of healing, I understood what it was like to be a patient. I understood the fatigue of injury and healing, and I understood the fear. PTSD was tremendous in the beginning. So I had to heal all that PTSD, because every time I got in a car, it was right there. So I went deep to heal that so I could drive, so I could be in life. But the thing that's so amazing about that experience, Bridget, was that when I realized I had survived in that moment right after the accident, I realized I am alive. I am so grateful to be alive. So that changed everything for me.
That is an amazing story, right? That you survived that, but your body and your mind talked to each other and you helped stay calm. I like that. You stayed calm and didn't react when you knew it was going to happen. You kind of knew, right? Like you were saying. And if you had slammed the brakes on, it could have been a much worse situation where.
And there was someone behind me, the Good Samaritan, that stopped after the accident.
And helped. Wow. That gave me the chills because. Well, you just don't know when things like this are going to happen. And that's why I think being grateful and being in the moment is probably very critical, right? And I think that you mentioned you're meditating kind of, right? And so it's really the foundation to help with healing.
That interconnection.
Yeah.
So when
Yeah.
you're connected, spirit is whole and undivided, and we're limitless. And we get so engrossed in our lives or in our experiences. And I realized very quickly, we're not the experience and we're not the body's condition. We're much greater than that. And so that ability to really tap into my inner wisdom made such a difference because I knew as a doctor, I wasn't supposed to fully recover to the level that I recovered. So I had to stay really positive. And I had a team of, I call them my team of angels. I had doctors and physical therapists and people who really stood by me and said, "You can do this." I went into my physician and I said, "Have you ever known anyone to fully recover from this kind of injury?" And he said to me, "If anybody can do this, Gail, you can do it." So those are the kind of doctors you want on your
Yes.
team, that really believe and see your health and see you healing. So that was one of the biggest takeaways. And the other biggest takeaway, Bridget, was that I realized that life is amazing, and we can have all these accomplishments and do all these things and degrees and all the physical accomplishments in the world. But when it comes down to it, it's really love and the people in our lives that really make the difference.
Yeah, we're definitely on the same page on that. We need more love in this world, I think, right?
Yes.
And I think that's you're on your mission to do that. And that's kind of what my podcast is about, is to share more wisdom and love and
Yes.
positivity. And I think you acknowledged what was about to happen to you with your accident as an example, but then you made it through and you had to be patient. You were patient, like literally patient.
Yes, the patient was the patient. The doctor was the patient who had to be patient, and that was
Right.
a 5-year journey. And the other piece of it is that we have gifts to share in the world. Each one of us is unique, and we all have these different gifts. And there's a higher purpose when these things happen. And it doesn't mean we're going to see it right in the moment. Usually, we don't see it until we're way past it and we can connect all the dots. But there's a higher purpose to all these things that happen in our lives. And when we can tap into that piece of it, it really starts to, we start to fulfill a purpose that we may not have actually been paying attention to had
Oh,
it not happened. And you embody that.
right. I think reflecting on your experiences, negative especially, can help you pivot the right way. I shouldn't say the right way, but the best way for you and your situation. And it helps you set goals, and then you create habits around that goal, right?
Yes.
In life. And we're all different. That's what I learned too, because the doctors that I met with, I only worked with those that had research or they're open to questions. And I think more doctors, you gotta respect the doctors too, right? You are a doctor. Yeah. And I don't know if everybody does that. They're expecting quick fixes, and you're an example. You were patient and you healed. And there's not a quick fix for everything, right? And it's your habits that you have in life. And how do you recommend, I shouldn't say how, what how do you recommend people do that to create better habits in their life to improve their well-being?
Well, that was one of my bigger lessons also, was that I knew that I had to take care of my lifestyle health habits or I wouldn't heal. So I had to sleep. I mean, at that point, I couldn't do anything but sleep for a while, for quite a while. And sleep and hydration and movement. I could barely, the day before the accident, I was doing high intensity training and weightlifting. And then the next day, I could not lift a glass of water. So I had to start step by step. And then I realized how incremental it is. And so wherever you are, that's where you start. And maybe you are exercising a lot and you just need to take it up a notch. But if you're not exercising and say you really want to start moving, just 10 minutes of movement. The body needs movement. The body needs hydration. The body needs nurturing foods for your body. And
Right.
everyone's different. And so those are the main, those are really, and positive attitude really helps, because those positive thoughts, I mean, we all have these emotions and responses. But when you can turn it around and make it see it from a positive perspective, that literally changes the chemicals in your body so that the body can repair instead of be in stress. So those pieces of lifestyle health habits are key to healing. They're key to living, and they're key, certainly key to longevity.
Definitely. And I love the aspect you brought up at first, that the recovery aspect is important. And I'm one of those people that does move a lot, but I also make time to make sure I'm drinking lots of water and I'm resting. And like I had, I get mis I used to get more massages regularly. Now I got getting back into it. And that, oh my gosh, it's good, but then you're tired the next day. So you have to make sure I schedule them. But I don't have anything planned the next day because I'm letting my body tell me rest, right? And I don't know if massages, some people don't like them, but I do like them just because it helps me. I'm sort of meditating. Sometimes the masseuse is talking to me, but I'm like, let me just rest here. But it's right. It's a simple thing, and I learned too, going through my health issues, from an integrative doctor that I worked with to help me with my healing. We learned that I had a dairy issue, right? I didn't know that. And but it's also, I wasn't listening to my body and my brain don't have dairy, right? And so we found out that I did. Everybody has, that's what I'm saying, everybody is different. And I asked for help. Help me figure it out because I'm not a doctor like you. And I'm like, please help me figure this out. What's going on with my body? And that helped with the healing.
Oh, it's so important. And listening to our bodies is key. It's so funny. I just did a podcast episode on my Health Conscious Living podcast where I teach the lifestyle health habits. And I just did a podcast episode on listening to the body, because the body will tell you. And probably what you discovered about dairy was that you'd probably been eating it most of your life. And then when you started to eliminate it, things started to change and you felt better.
Felt better, yes.
Everybody's different. And that's what's so fascinating. If you just listen to your body, notice how you feel after you eat something. And if you feel logy and tired, well, it's not helping your body.
Right.
It should be easy to digest and make you feel good or have more energy versus really like
And
I'm ready for a nap.
it was hard to figure out the dairy thing because it's casein protein, which we learned. I learned that it's your stomach can't digest that right away. So we didn't have it, right? It's like up to 4 hours before it can start digesting. Casein is like the chunk in cottage cheese. And that's when I didn't have a connection there, right? Some people are like, oh, you're lactose intolerant. No, that's not what it is. It's I get body aches if I have accidentally some dairy, but it's not immediately. And when I took out that, but we're also told here in our country, you got to have dairy all the time. Sorry. That's what we're marketed about. And some people can handle it. This body didn't like it. Or I think maybe as I got older, it became more sensitive. Is that the right word? We change over time, but it's just trying different things. People were shocked that I was cut out dairy. I'm like, but I feel better. Right?
And for your body, that was important. I mean, part of the reason, and there are a lot of different reasons, but one of the reasons that dairy is recommended is for calcium. And, women and osteoporosis, that's really important. But there are other ways of getting the calcium. And if your body isn't tolerating it, some people can eat, dairy and some people cannot. Some people really are lactose intolerant because they don't have the enzyme.
Right.
But if you work with a usually functional medicine doctors, integrative medicine doctors have the training that look at a timeline for how How did you feel before, and when? So when did it start, and this timeline of how it evolved, and then putting all those different factors together and looking where your metabolism today is, because everything changes over time as well. So you can eat something one day and feel fine, and then maybe in a year from now, not tolerate it. So
Right.
you have to, it's so, that's why it's so important to listen to your body and then work
Right.
with people who really understand how to work with you and your metabolism to restore it and make it optimal for you.
And right, you mentioned that the casting thing. So what I've learned to eat certain more vegetables, my body wanted me to eat more vegetables. That's what my body was telling me to do. And
Yeah.
so I always liked it, and that you can get calcium from kale, right? Is my understanding, things like that.
Yeah.
And it just be you. I have always been a believer of that. You want to help everybody, but we're all individual. And you definitely followed your path in life. And I think that is beautiful that you survived this terrible accident, but you, again, you listened, you knew you had it from a, you had a doctor background, but then you incorporated the healing method through a patient perspective. And I think it's really cool. So what do you recommend, I guess, the best way to, for people to support their immune system? I mean, as a one simple, I know there's a lot of reasons, but what do you think is the biggest takeaway for help people?
For the immune system,
Yeah, to support it.
if there was one thing, it would be sleep,
Okay. Yeah.
because that's when it repairs. That's when the nervous system repairs, and that's when the immune system can function at its best. And I mean, all the lifestyle health habits, I call them habits. If you can, because we have all these habits, and half the time the habits aren't really helping us. So if you can just take one thing at a time, maybe get 15 minutes more sleep or 30 minutes more sleep. If you're sleeping 4 or 5 hours, that's really not going to help your immune
Oh.
system at all. And so listen to your body and it just back it up a little bit. I have patients that would stay up till 1 o'clock in the morning and just could not go to sleep earlier. I go just back it up by 15 minutes, by 30 minutes, and just try to work incrementally to a point where you can get the sleep that your body needs, and then add that hydration in. And from there, I love eating colors of the rainbow, like you said, vegetables, like eating, because those are all antioxidants. That's going to help the cells repair and help your immune system. Movement helps, and meditation helps actually to calm the nervous system, and to it helps your immune system as well because it's calming that cortisol and stress hormone. So, but
Right.
that would be my biggest takeaway, would be
Yes.
sleep.
Sleep is just rest in general is so
Yeah.
helpful. And I learned if I'm up too late, I can't go to sleep. So I go to bed earlier than probably most people, but that's what my body's telling me to do. Right. This is called a circadian rhythm or something like that.
Yes. And I'll bet if you find that sweet spot of what when your body needs to go to sleep and then it wakes up more naturally,
Yes.
then you have more energy through the day, your mind is clear, you feel better.
Yes.
It's just so, it's that sweet zone of having enough sleep and rest is pretty incredible. So that for your listeners hopefully will be a wonderful takeaway from today.
It is, and it's very helpful coming from a doctor like you, and not just someone like me, but it's so helpful to talk to you like this because, again, my instincts, I've learned a lot of this on my own, but it's, and I'm so glad that you shared your experience because you took away you're helping everybody with your experience. I think that's what the best thing is about in this world, sharing stories. We learn. from each other, and we have to acknowledge the bad things, like your accident, but then you're still here and you healed, and that's the positive aspect. And I've always liked the positive aspect because it does help you get through bad situations.
It's true. And we all have, I call it a soul purpose. We all have a reason for being here. And we may have, we may be going along in our lives, which probably was you as well. You go along in your life and things are just moving along. And then all of a sudden, something happens, like an accident, an illness, a loss, so a sudden change, and everything's different. And you have to pivot. And it's in that pivoting that you begin to discover that's your resilience. That's when you discover that part of yourself that may have been kind of hiding in the background or just not really in the forefront. And now it has to, now you have to be that person that you really are. And you have so much to give and share with people. So when we take these experiences and just give them time, because usually, like, I certainly couldn't. I knew there was a higher purpose. I knew that I had that sense because things like that don't happen just because there's a reason and there's a higher purpose. And when you can really tune into that in yourself and start to develop that part of you that is so resilient, it's something wonderful is going to come out of it.
That's true. I love that you're being you, right? And that your per to me, I say being you is really your purpose in your soul, right?
It's so true. And I mean, for me, it made me a better doctor because I understood. I had so much compassion for what patients were going through. And I was able to bring a lightness to it as well. Like you gotta laugh. You
And
gotta.
right, you shine the light on it, and now we're all learning, and we just, need to pause. And that's why I'm glad we had this conversation, because my takeaway just talking to you is I am doing the right thing. I am moving, but also make time, make sure I'm sleeping. I stay away from caffeine. I try to gale because I'll get jacked up, which I don't think is good for me.
Yes.
So where can people learn more about you, Gail, the listeners?
The health conscious living .com is going to be my new website.
Okay.
And you can listen to me on the Health Conscious Living podcast. I'd love for you to come and listen. And I teach in my solo episodes. I have guests on that share their amazing stories. And I also do meditations on the podcast. And if you go to my website, you'll be able to see strengthen your immune system, and you can download your free gift for lifestyle health habits and join my newsletter that you'll get every week with more lifestyle tips.
This is awesome. And for those that are listening, I'll have the links included in the description. And I really appreciate you coming on the podcast and sharing your knowledge. This has been really awesome and very positive, and I love it.
Thank you, Bridget. What an honor. Such a treat to meet you and be on your podcast. And I look forward to seeing you again.
Thank you so much again. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you.